Let us begin with our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we invite you into our heart this day, as we do every day. We ask you to open our hearts and minds that we may hear and know your will in our lives. Let us be filled with your wisdom, and let us seek to do your will in every aspect of our lives, that lives may be changed, that people may be saved, and that your name may be glorified. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Just a reminder, we have our podcast on CatholicAudioMedia.com, which I've turned into two podcasts, one for the morning show here on WEZE at midnight and 3 in the morning, and one for the afternoon show on WROL 950 AM at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And you can also find both of the programs at podbean.com/Catholic Audio Media. That's podbean.com/Catholic Audio Media. That's the Catholic Audio Media Network. But you can also check out both podcasts, by the way, at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's where you can connect to us and subscribe and everything else. It's all right there, CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, it is Tuesday, and it's, 2 weeks after the election? And we are in this transition period within our country. But transitions aside, we are also in this period where we're called as people of faith to be that presence of the Lord in the lives of ourselves, our family, our work, and others. And so that's what our focus always is at this time, and we're going to talk about that more during this program. By the way, you're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony in Alston, that parish. My name is Father Robert J. Carr. I'm the administrator there, and I invite you to our broadcast, which is heard every single morning, Monday through Friday, at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning on WEZE 590 AM. Well, here it is, as we focus on being that presence of the Lord with others. And as I gave that example yesterday of, and I always say, don't look for God working through you, just assume in the fact that you are praying for him to work through you and just allow it to happen. And I talked to you the example of many preachers having the experience of, we'll say, we'll give a homily and someone will come up and say how wonderful they loved it and tell all the things that touched their heart, and we know we didn't say any of them. And that's not unusual for people to have. But we also have to realize that God is working in all of our lives in order that we may glorify his name. And that's got to be our mission. We really, as Catholics, are called to be people who spread the faith, and we don't necessarily have to spread the faith by standing on a street corner and thumping a Bible. Now, there are people in our faith that have done that, among them the most famous being Frank Sheed, who was a powerful evangelist earlier in the 20th century. But we're called to be those people of faith that give signs of the presence of God just by the way we live our life. One of the most powerful examples I can have of that is something that happened in my own life, and if it didn't happen, I wouldn't be talking to you right now. And what it is I was a sailor, and we've talked about that before, in the United States Navy, and I was stationed in San Diego, California, which I don't know how San Diego is now, but back then San Diego was a beautiful place. In fact, I believe that, you know, when we die and we're seeking to do the will of God and God invites us into heaven, we'll go, wow, this looks a lot like San Diego. I'm sorry, I have to say that. It was just a wonderful place to be. San Diego was really beautiful. And one of the things that would happen there was there were these museums in a place called Balboa Park, which was the wonderful place. All the museums, I guess, are closed down. One of them is actually refusing to close down right now because, as the person who runs the museum says, you know, we have people who count on us being here. But that's a whole different story. It's right near the San Diego Zoo. But in any case, you have the museums there. And I used to always go to the art museum. That's where I actually started my love of visiting art museums. And I'm a member of the Museum of Fine Arts. We you know, I would go to the art museum, and I then there'd be all these other kinds. And I was there, and I met a sailor friend of mine who was from the same ship. We were off the USS Gray, which these days is, I think, the USS Gray. You may have shaved with it this morning. I think the USS Gray, it was mothballed, and I think it actually was actually sold to some manufacturer of whatever they do with former aluminum and steel ships. So, in any case, and so I met him. Now, he was a fire control technician. I remember his first name, Frank. I can't remember his last name to save my life, but Frank. And he was a fire control technician, which, if you know anything about the jobs of the Navy, has nothing to do with controlling fires, believe it or not. A fire control technician is the person who fixes and operates that machinery that fires missiles. That's what a fire control technician does. And that's what he was, an FTG, fire control technician, surface, second class. Name was Frank. And he just happened to be at the museum too, and we happened to talk. And he says, gee, you want to have a cup of coffee? And we sat down at the little cafe in the museum, and we started to talk. And he explained to me how he was a Christian, and he lived his Christian life every day. Didn't know that about him. It's not that there was, you know, it was obvious he wasn't. No, he's a very nice guy, but he began to share how he prayed, and it was fascinating. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, here on WEZE 590 AM.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Do you have any thoughts on things you'd like us to talk about here on this program, or any questions you may have you want me to address or anything like that? Well, don't forget, we have a website that you can contact us at catholicaudiomedia.com. And also on that website, you can send us prayer requests. Just go where it says prayer request in the menu at the top at catholicaudiomedia.com. You can also send us a note. You can send us how this show is touched you. If you want to donate to the show to help support it because it has touched your life, you can do that at donate. And all different things you can do at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Just remember that, CatholicAudioMedia.com, CatholicAudioMedia.com. So before the break, I was talking to you about Frank, the fire control technician. And here we were sitting down at the cafe in the art museum, and he began to share with me his Christian faith. I have no idea if he was Catholic. I don't believe he was. But he just began to share with me his Christian faith, and he talked about how he prayed. And I still remember that conversation. And I remember me saying, "You?" Not like he was this wild man who also prayed on the side. He was a regular Joe, and or a regular Frank, I guess. But he shared with me his Christian faith, and that conversation changed my life. He didn't invite me to a church. He didn't invite me to a prayer meeting. He just simply shared with me of how he was a believer in Jesus Christ and how he lived his faith and how he prayed every day as a fellow sailor on board the USS Gray, FF-1054, by the way. And that's what he talked about. And what a powerful experience that was. And that, I was not going to church at the time. That was during my time. I was away from the church. I think I was still drinking then. I finally gave up drinking permanently in April of 1980 after a really, 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 really bad hangover. And I finally said, why am I doing this to myself? And that was after some other really bad hangovers, including one, if you've ever had a hangover, you know how bad this would be, where we hit 16-foot swells out in the South China Sea. I was in after staring. I talked about heaven looking like San Diego. Well, that's what hell will be like. So have no intention of going there because I've experienced how horrible it was in the first place. Absolutely horrible. But I think I was still drinking at least a little at that time. I soon after that had my time where I just gave up drinking altogether. And then it would just shared with me this powerful moment of just, this is who I am, and I'm a Christian, and I believe in God. And that changed my life intensely. I eventually started to go back to church. I actually returned to church at St. Charles Borromeo Parish in Point Loma, California, which is also part of, not only is it part of San Diego, it is literally right across the street from the Marine Corps Recruit Depot. And I knew of the parish because on the other side of the Marine Corps Recruit Depot is the Fleet Anti-Submarine Warfare Training Center Pacific, where I studied as a sonar technician. So I knew that area well, and that's where I actually ended up going back to church. But it all started with this one simple conversation with this fire control technician by the name of Frank, and that changed my life. So you can see how powerful your simple living your life, how simple living the gospel, how simple trying to be a faithful person to the gospel can have a tremendous effect, because this was in 1980, so that was 40 years ago. And now, 40 years later, I've been ordained for 27 years. I was ordained 13 years later. So a lot obviously happened in between that time. But I was ordained, I've been ordained 27, going on 28 years, I think. My math is horrendous, don't forget. And so there, I mean, you can see that simple conversation in my life, how much it affected me and affected others. So we need to understand how powerful just living our faith is. And that's what this program is all about, understanding that we are agents of the kingdom of God. So each one of you who are hearing this program, know that you are an agent of the kingdom of God. We're going to talk more about this tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day, and we'll be back tomorrow at midnight and 3 o'clock. We have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com.